We've heard a variety of voices already today about the supply chain and the challenge we face. We've heard from manufacturers of toys. We've heard from Larry Summers. That was Barack Obama's economic advisor, who said this stuff is not transitory. It's a big problem. With 70 days to go until Christmas, it's not correctable, say a lot of people, which means Christmas isn't coming. That means that retailers won't be able to have the big season they really need to make sure they have a great year, because a lot of retailers, the bulk of their money comes in a 6 or 8 week period. It's condensed every year. Here's where they make it. Boom. And it all happens. It's not happening. In fact, in some places, it could be down 40% or worse. It could be down 50%. So where do we go? How do you correct that? It's not just the consumers and the retailers. It's the manufacturers. It's all of it. And Joe Biden finally realizing that if you open the ports up 24 hours a day, you can move more stuff. What a revelation. If people work more, you can get more done. It's crazy to believe. Terry Sawchuk, founder of Sawchuk Wealth here. He knows a lot about hard work. He also knows a lot about the economy. And Terry, I've got to be honest. Is Christmas coming or is it not?
It's a matter of perspective, Steve. I mean, yeah, it's coming. You might have to explain to your kids why every little wish that they have might not be granted. But maybe it's time to have a good conversation about what Christmas is really about.
Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. I appreciate that point of view. You know, in Whoville, they sang anyway, even though the Grinch stole everything. But in this particular case, this could be devastating to smaller companies. If they can't get their product out during the one time of the year they have to, this spells doom for companies that have been having a hard time because of the pandemic already. It could really be the final nail for some of these smaller companies, couldn't it?
I mean, it might. I think what we've seen, Steve, is a couple things. I mean, when we get into these more difficult situations, you get a coordinated policy response. You get the federal government coming in with, you know, helicopter money, and you get the Federal Reserve that continues to be supportive and accommodative in a variety of different ways. And that's just the playbook. So I'm not convinced that we're going to see the death of anything, although I do understand your point, which is these small businesses. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that's part of the larger playbook anyway. I mean, if you look at what's going on,
maybe it
has been the greatest wealth transfer in history.
But it's going to, in fairness, and I think that the Democrats don't like small business. I don't think liberals and the progressives like small business in general, because they are independent thinking people that think they don't need help from the government. They just want the government to leave them alone and let the free market do as it will. And they're willing to take their chances and bet on themselves. They hate that kind of person. But when it comes to, 500,000, give or take, shipping containers that are bobbing around outside of Los Angeles, they are waiting to get into port. That's bad news for Amazon. That's bad news for all the big online retailers as well, because if their money drops off significantly, it's a big hit for them as well, which means they could have, if there's anybody to lay off, I suppose they could cut back on staffing and so forth. But again, this is the sort of thing that if it doesn't wreck the economy, I'm not saying it will, but it could certainly hurt the economy and push prices higher. We've looked at bacon's up 19%. Ribs, chicken, baby food, diapers, peanut butter, everything's through the roof. Gasoline, energy. And we're looking at the highest energy costs in a long time heading into winter. And yes, believe it or not, folks, despite what you've heard, it's going to snow in the northern United States, right? Winter is coming. So all of these things compound each other, Terry.
Well, I think, you're painting an interesting picture, Steve. And so, let's start with the supply chain.
All right.
This has been going on for 2 decades. This is not new. We've been offshoring everything we make somewhere else to save a buck.
Yeah.
So this is what Trump started talking about when he first got elected. It's a big part of his platform. America first. Bring the supply chains back to the United States. Now, not only do we have an issue with kids not getting what they want for Christmas and all the other things we've discussed, we've got a national security issue. This is a function of China controls medicine and food to some degree, more medicine than food, but in a variety of other things. Biden is clueless. I think we agree on that. Okay. But this isn't, he didn't start this problem. This started a long time ago.
But he was doing nothing about it. What you say is that Donald Trump, one of the first things he recognized was the fact that we were too tied to China. You're right. China Rx, 80% or better of the pharmaceuticals, the prescription drugs in America have some tie to China. Some of the ingredients are tied back to China, 80% or more, right? You now look at meat production, for example. Smithfield, the largest meat processing company in America, owned by the Chinese and the Communist Party since 2004. China buying up farmland in America at a record pace. I mean, these are all things that are going on. And you're right. It has to be America first. We have to look inward. And the supply chains, because it's a lot easier to get it here from Montana than it is from Mongolia. Fair enough?
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
What did these policymakers think was going to happen when they forced the country to shut down and scared America into not going back to work? Where did we think this was all going to lead to? The only reason this hasn't been an issue is because we issued stimulus checks and we gave people direct payments and we gave out PPP loans, right? And we gave out $3,600 a month for unemployment. So what we did, we temporarily goosed the economy, but we put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound.
So it was like a sugar high. I mean, that's really, I mean, just a quick boom. And now you're feeling this come down the effects. You know, you had the candy, you got the big surge of energy. And now we're coming off that cliff because the government that's currently in place, they'd like to see you get government checks to everybody every month. But that fails, too, because then you end up with the inflationary problems like we're hearing from Mr. Summers and others. That's not just transitory. Inflation's going to be here for the next 3 or 4 years. I mean, that's problematic, especially for the people that can least afford it.
Yeah, I would say, Steve, inflation will eventually take care of itself. Longer term, like we're going to have high inflation rates for probably 2 to 3 years, maybe not quite that long. And then we're going to transition to deflation. We have structurally changed the workforce in this country. And the fact of the matter is, we really have no idea what it's going to look like going forward because we've never done this before. So any economic reports that come out that compare another time in history to now, you throw them out the window because they don't matter.
Right. And a point that Ivy just made to me here on the side, she goes, you know, the supply chain, yeah, we've got problems with it. But all of those container ships sitting off Los Angeles, those aren't America First products. Those aren't American-made products. Those are coming in from somewhere else. And if we were relying more on companies here in America, yes, you might pay a little bit more, but more people would go to work, more people would have paychecks, more good things would happen. So I think that America is going to wake up and say, listen, we need to get back to what, whether you like it or not, what Donald Trump was talking about. That's putting American workers and American companies at the front of the line. I think you agree with that.
Oh, 100%. And how about this? Why turn around and raise corporate tax rates? So you're going to hit them with a double whammy now. You're going to give them a... Go ahead.
I know it gives me an idea. We'll give companies a 1 or 2 or 3 point tax break if they manufacture here. If they put Americans to work, give them a little bit of a break on their taxes as opposed to manufacturing overseas. 30 seconds, I'll give you the last word.
Well, that's a good place to start, Steve. This is a structural problem. I mean, weirdly, I think the stock market is going to probably go up for the next couple of months. But as we get into 2022, I think you're going to find that that it's going to be a challenging year. And I hope to God that in November, America sees what's going on and makes some changes. Because the way we're going right now, we're heading to socialism.
It's not sustainable, that's for sure. And I won't go to socialism. I will go kicking and screaming all the way there, you and me both. Terry Sawchuk, founder of Sawchuk. Well, Terry, always appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
Steve, it's always good to see you, buddy.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the Great American Story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs. and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit LansingGoRed.org for more information.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing.